You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Like every Canadian, I'm so severely pissed right now, I'm looking for distractions. You know, the kind of rage that builds and builds over time, like being stuck in an endless traffic jam. So let's talk solutions, not for what kind of holy hell is being unleashed upon our country for no sane reason, but for traffic jams. We touched on this before, about the strange phenomenon where cars bunch up on the highway and then, after an insufferable time, things seem to magically dissipate. It's simply the ebb and flow of how vehicles move in congestion. But the brainiac engineers at MIT now figure we can prevent the hopeless stop and go by just not tailgating. They describe it as a bilateral control, where you maintain equal distance between the car in front of you and the car behind. MIT professor Berthold Horn suggests this approach could radically reduce traffic jams, potentially doubling travel speeds without new roads or expanded highways. The solution comes from observing nature and how flocks of birds move in unison. Cruise control only focuses on what's ahead. But if you want to create balance in front and back, he reasons manufacturers add rear-facing sensors to help drivers create the space they need to smoothly roll through a jam. Naturally, you'll never convince every driver to do this, but even a small number of vehicles adopting this method could make traffic noticeably smoother. Benefits include less road rage and better fuel efficiency. It's something to think about, other than how best to bump off the Tangerine Palpatine. I'm Cal Coat. Some of us are curious and still care about the rest of the world. Belarus is a landlocked European nation bordered by Ukraine and Russia, so right in the hot spot. Nevrida is a progressive band answering the question, what would it sound like if medieval minstrels time-traveled to today? Let's find out. Here's Nevrida with Yasna on World Beat Canada Radio.
Чує весна на далекі далі. ¿Cómo puede ser que ya no estás? ¿Cómo puede ser? ¿Cómo puede ser que ya te vas?
You know, some music really lends itself to the remix process, such as the case with Balthus, who are from Colombia, a psychotropical band who have recently remixed some of the key tracks from their new album, Harvest. That was AIO, the Paper Water remix. And before that, Belarusian band Nevrida and Vyasna. Here is Mingwa. They're from here in Vancouver, but their new album, The Strange One, was recorded way in the interior of the province in an isolated cabin. This is nubes de sal, or salt clouds, the process that's used for stimulating rainfall. From World Beat Canada Radio.
This is Mingwa presente para toda la gente.
You're taking the ride on the global side
with World Beat Canada.
Permiso, horizonte pleno blanco como sueño sin sentido. Siento aquí, siento en mi pecho los latidos. Tengo el sol y su calor y tengo el viento como amigo. Suena mi voz, veo las líneas de tus curvas que me muestran la verdad para llegar a tu cintura. Desde aquí puedo sentir el cielo más y mucho más. Ves tú me das lo que jamás pude llegar a imaginar.
Locarno is the brainchild of Vancouver musician Tom Landa, who was born in Mexico, raised in Canada, and sort of migrates between the two, like the title of the album, Colibri Calliope, which is a butterfly that makes the same migration from Mexico to Canada. Another creature from them, La Iguana, makes an appearance next on World Beat Canada Radio. I'm Cal Coat.
You hear what Kunde do? So put them girl na laptop. kui tomanda tuna tuna sa anda kokanta yo he wat konde jura dem gal na dep kui tomanda tuna tuna sa andi kokalata kan he wat konde jura sabu dem gal na dep kui tomanda tuna tuna sa andi kokalata yo he wat konde jura sabu dem gal na dep kui tomanda tuna tuna
The singular seminal Senegalese voice of Africa. That is the great Baba Maal. From his album Bean and Freak Out. Before that, La Iguana by Lacarno and their new album Colibri Calliope. Here is Rob Love's, another brand new spin, 80s inspired reggae actually, from a new compilation called Brazil Calling Volume 16. It's No More on World Beat Canada Radio. Uh-huh.
nossos corpos estão ligados, isso não é mais segredo. Não vou mais chorar.
For a sec to take you to our Touch of the Familiar from Soweto Gospel Choir by Groove Terminator, a new album called The History of House. And they've taken a song which was originated by Vera Hill in 1937 called Trouble So Hard. You've heard it on Moby's album Play, and they simply call it Trouble. It's your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
Ah, ah.
Prize Alpacas Collective next, and then back into the vault for a couple of great spins. It's Where It Begins, World Beat Canada Radio, taking a ride on the global side. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Cook. you like DJ-inspired global grooves, this is an exceptional album. It's called Madres by Peruvian DJ based in Berlin, Sofia Cortesis. That was El Carmen and Gung Cali before that, from an album called Big Words, Belgian sitar Afrobeat from Alpacas Collective. Here is the Sway Machinery. They are the music project of Jeremiah Lockwood of Balkan Beatbox. And they combine Latin jazz. You're going to hear Ashkenazi cantoral tropes, all kinds of things on the album Purity and Danger. Here's My Angel's House from World Beat Canada. As I mentioned earlier, some music really lends itself to the remixing process, and Andrew McPherson should know because he has remixed for many, many great artists, and he has also created some of his own great music, which in turn he has remixed. Sonova is his latest album of global grooves. We have Track the Groove from Future Grateful, the remixes. This one by himself as Echo Deck. That's straight ahead. I'm Cal Coate.
Hi folks, Andrew McPherson from Echo Deck here. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio, Worldbeat Canada.
Track the groove.
Produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications, our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist, and on its behalf, we truly still mourn the loss of Sinead O'Connor, and a great Irish singer, an amazing humanitarian, and she put out one of her latest albums, was actually released on Vancouver's Network Music label, and it's called I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss. That featured Seon Kuti, and it was James Brown. Talk about inspiration. Do check out Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Find us both at worldbeatinternational.com. That is the homepage. That is where you can subscribe to our weekly e-blast and get all the information about all the upcoming shows and all of our online content straight to your inbox. If you're streaming or downloading this as a podcast, please make sure you rate and review us, because that helps us move up the list of listens. And thanks to our subscribing stations who are doing such a fine job over the good old-fashioned airwaves. And if you're listening south of the border, know this, that you are truly a friend to us, always have been, always will be. But you gotta fix this. That's it. No more politics. Taco Toki, take us home with Tubes. They're a French trio, 100% acoustic homemade instruments. The new album is called Hirsute Farfelu. But our last word we'll give to Jean-Paul Richter, who said, "Music is the moonlight in the gloomy night of life."